to Henry and Alexandria and, I should say Hank. Thank you, Hank. And we are so close. I only need $100 more to make the goal. So maybe you're on your way to the phone to give that $100 or become a $10 a month sustainer. Whatever it is, I'm sure that we will make the goal, but only if you help me get over the hump. So thank you so much, everybody.
WPFW, Washington.
You know, nowadays, it seems like there's a lot of bad things going on, and I guess a lot of it, from the way I see it, seems to still stem from lack of feelings on our parts and how we relate or communicate with our fellow brothers and sisters. Hatred is a feeling, love is a feeling. Let's hate all that does not allow us to love. And we can do that just by getting to know each other and talking to the people. Who can you turn to tell your troubles? Tell them to. You can't go around wondering what it is you gotta do. You gotta be ready and willing to make a move. Nobody can push you if you don't wanna move. You suffer, cry, and hate, and live the American way. Fly the hateful skies of America. Fly the American way. Gotta talk to the people. Yeah, yeah.
And indeed it is, and it has been a long and lonely winter. We're going to hear that Richie Havens. Bring it up, Mike, so we can hear it a little bit in the background. This morning, we normally have the LSB show or Community Watch and Comment with Ron, Don, and Chip, but we have a Community Watch and Comment with your voice today. We want you to call 202-588-0893. We're going to be talking about good news today, the good news of Chuck and Reverend Hagler, for instance, receiving the Paul Robeson Peace and Justice Awards. The good news of, you know, maybe something happening in your life. There is so much tragedy and horror all around us, but we have to remember that there is beauty in the world. And even inside the beauty, we heard a beautiful poet this morning on Democracy Now! That's good news. So we want to hear from you today. We ask that you be courteous, that we do not have attacks or anything that could be construed as hateful speech, etc. But we want to hear from you this morning. We want to hear from our listeners this morning. And so we're going to do that after we hear a little bit more of the Richie Havens. I would implore you, before you call to talk about your good news, as Mackenzie used to always have us do, Mackenzie Ture, please call that pledge line, 800-222-9739 or WPFWFM.org to make your secure pledge of support. We have $500 to go this hour. We want to thank Brigitte Roussan out of Washington, Virginia. I think it's Washington, D.C., for pledging to On the Ground last hour. Esther did a fine show. And we're going to keep it going, keep it moving. So please make that call that makes the difference to 202-588-9739 first, if you can. And then give us a call and share whatever good news is going on in your life or in the world for you, and how you, more importantly, are making good news. How are you lifting up people? How are you making this a better world to inhabit? The online, the on-air number, 202-588-0893. Now we'll hear a little more of Richie Havens as you move to the phones. Well, we're going to get started. As I mentioned, you can call this morning. We want to hear from you this morning, 202-588-0893, the number to call here at WPFW for Good News Fridays. Excuse me. If you remember in Kenji Ture's program, once a month, she would always do good news on her program. And, you know, it's so important to keeping us balanced in a world that would have us to believe. Have us believe that our humanity, and it is at stake, make no mistake about it, right? Humanity right now is really on trial, if you will. But we know that there are good people out there. We know there are people trying to make a difference in their homes, in their neighborhoods, in their communities, in their societies, in their cities, in their regions, in their countries, in the world. And if you are in that number, or you know someone who is in that number, then lift them up today. Talk about what you're doing. Maybe you volunteer at a soup kitchen. Maybe you volunteer with young people, you know, who need an extra push, or just an extra ear, an extra set of arms to wrap around them and say, hey, I see you. You know, I'm here for you. That is so important, especially now when so many people are hurting, that we regain our humanity, that we find the joy and the beauty still. You know, there is beauty in the struggle. We have to always remember that, whether we're talking about civil rights movement, whether we're talking about the Black Power movement, whether we're talking about the anti-war movement, there's always, whether we're talking about the movement right now for a free Palestine, a free Congo, a free Sudan, there is joy and beauty in those movements. Whether we're talking about an economic paradigm that works for the people, not for the corporations, not for politicians, but for the people. Whether we're talking about an end to the scourge, really, of mass incarceration in this country. Where we're talking about the end of the scourge of extrajudicial police killing in this country. There are people working right now to make this a better place on all of those fronts. But there are also the people making it a better world because, you know, they will bring cookies to the school on Fridays for the first grade class. All of it is important. And all of it lends itself to the kind of world that we all want to inhabit, to a truly just and equitable world. And that is good news, that we can work towards that, that we have it within our power to change this paradigm. We don't like the system we're inhabiting. Let's change it together. You know, that is what WPFW tries to do, one broadcast at a time, making a more equitable and just world, give you the information, the music, the inspiration that you need to do something different. So we will take a quick break. I hope that you will move to the phones so you can join us in this conversation today. Please don't make me talk for an hour. I cannot do that. and we know that there's so much good news out there. 202-588-0893 is the phone number. We're opening the phone lines. And really think deeply about your life. Think about the thing. You know, maybe you've decided, right? that you were stressed out at work and your doctor has said, look, if you don't do something different, don't make a change, it might be too late. And you've decided to put the spotlight on your health, put the spotlight on self-care, especially for Black women, you know, all women really, but especially Black women. We carry a lot and we often hold it and keep it to ourselves, you know, and it gets in our bodies, you know, and that's for many, many people. So think about what you're doing, how you're taking care of yourself, because we know that if you don't put on your oxygen mask first, you don't do what you need to do for yourself first, you can't help the people. You can't help your family. You can't help your children, your nieces, your nephews. You can't be that auntie, that uncle, that community member that's always looking out. Not possible. When you're depleted, nothing else works. So talk to us about how you're making the change to show up in the world at your healthiest self. You know, show up in the world as your happiest self. You know, your most grounded self. Because that reverberates. Then you can take on the people's work. And that's what we're talking about. That's the good news, that the people can work. The people can come together. We have this beautiful celebration tomorrow evening at the Bolivian Embassy, celebrating people who just came together and work. Esther spoke wonderfully about Chuck Modiano. He is a fantastic journalist, well-respected, always on the front lines, always putting himself in harm's way to capture what the people are doing in a movement. We're talking about Harriet's Dreams, these women who've come together to stop the violence in their neighborhoods, but also be intersectional in their thinking and in their working and in their activism. Same thing with the Palestinian Youth Movement, another recipient of the Paul Robeson Award for Peace and Justice, the DMV chapter. All that they've done, they've reached beyond Palestine. You know, they're talking about criminal justice reform. They're talking about affordable housing. This is the intersectionality at its best. And of course, our dear, dear brother, Reverend Hagler, Graylin Hagler, liberatory theologian who's done so very much for so many of us. He was lifting up Palestine before it was this thing to talk about, you know, before, long, long, long before October 7th, but lifting up so many other issues, local issues that made a difference in the most marginalized people in Washington, D.C. This is who he is and what he's done. So that's good news that we can lift them up. And there's so much more like that out there. So we're going to take a quick break, Mike, and hopefully we will have some callers on the phone very soon. Again, you can make a pledge of support for Community Watch and Comment and the fine job that Ron, Don, and Chip do every Friday. This is a poor man's Community Watch and Comment this morning, just so you know. So we're trying to do our best to engage you the way they do, but no one can do it like they do. So we'll do what we can. 800-222-9739, WPFWFM.org to make a secure pledge of support, $500 to go. Won't you be the one to get us started this morning? Many hands do make light work. And we ask you to consider what WPFW is worth to you, what this hour where you are able to talk to the people, as the song says, right? Talk to the people, what it means to you and how valuable that is, and how you are able to talk to the people uncensored on WPFW. So if that resonates with you, if that has meant anything to you over these months in terms of the work that Ron, Don, and Chip do, then please make that call that makes a difference right now. 800-222-9739, WPFWFM.org. We're going to take a break. The number to call for on air, to get on air, 202-588-0893. We'll be right back.
Here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right. Here comes the sun, here comes the sun, here comes the sun, here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right.
And we are back. And forgive me, callers, I had no idea you were there. Mike was trying to tell me, but you know, it's a lot happening, a lot of balls in the air. So please forgive me, Mike, forgive me. Thank you for giving me the heads up. All right, first caller, you're up. If I could just ask you, please, we want to hear the good news today. That's what we're talking about. We're going to be respectful. We're going to be kind. You know, kindness goes a long way in the world. And if we could limit our comment to, and this is for everybody, not just first caller, everybody, to a minute or less so that we can get as many calls in today as possible. And again, I would ask you that to think about going to call 202-588-0893 before giving us, I'm sorry, 202-588-9739, if you can, and make a pledge of support before giving us, before calling us on the air. So caller, it's all yours. Now, thank you so much for calling. If you want to give your name, that would be great. If not, we understand.
Hello?
Hello, you're on. You're our first caller. Good morning.
Thank you. This is Star from D.C.
Hey, Star.
I have two, I hope, quick things. One, good news was a wonderful program. I mean, truly memorable. I think everyone who went there was very inspired by the event, the concert last Sunday evening, co-sponsored by WPFW and Friends of the Congo. Apparently, they have that as a centerpiece of their Congo Solidarity Week every year. Mm-hmm. And the lineup, which I understand that Katia Stitt was responsible for.
Talking to me, by the way.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Well, But I just wanted to make sure that, I mean, most people felt that any one of the 10 acts could have really done the whole show, and it would have been superb. I mean, it was outstanding. And it was also a visual feast. I mean, not only were the performers beautifully dressed and often African themed outfits, but a lot of the audience, it was wonderful on every level, very inspiring. The really important thing that I want to say that I'm glad about, and I hope other people are too, is that despite the news reports that the resistance, the Palestinian resistance and Lebanese resistance are being devastated, if you're listening to alternative news, they're not being devastated. They're still inflicting blows on the Israeli. They see it as a war of attrition, which means not, you know, just to wear down the enemy, not to have these huge killing of Israeli civilians, which they could have done and have not done. And in particular, there was a major leader, Sinwar, who was killed in the last few days. And he, contrary to the reports that Hamas just sits around taking money and letting people die, he actually died on the battlefield. He was sitting in a room. A drone found him. He had been wounded, had lost his arm, and had a tourniquet on it. He's in a dusty room. He's in Rafah. He sees the drone coming, and in his last act, he throws a stick at it. And it was broadcast on Israeli news, and they didn't realize the impact that throughout the whole world, and particularly in northern Africa, West Asia, known also as the Middle East, this has just become a, you know, hugely inspiring act. I mean, he died on the battlefield, and he was a remarkable, remarkable figure. I urge people to go online and read about him. He did educational work in the prisons where he was massively influential on generations and was an architect of many of the successes of Hamas. But the leadership, but the resistance is just growing stronger. And that's what they don't want you to hear. So that's good news. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Star, for both of those beautiful points. And we appreciate your kind words as well. Thank you for calling in. Caller, second caller, you're up. Good morning.
Thank you. Thank you. My name is Robert Moses.
Hello, Mr. Moses.
I feel like this is a teachable moment. I'd just like to clear up something real quick. Marxism is the ideology to end all ideologies. It's not a system or closed set of ideas. Lenin pointed out that a concrete analysis of concrete conditions is the life and soul of Marxism. That's why it's the ideology to end all ideologies. Reality is its core, not an idea per se. Yet there is a body of works that proved to be correct, and correct verdicts should not be reversed. And hence there is the ideology called Marxism, Leninism, Mao Zedong thought.
Okay, thank you.
Clear that up.
Thank you, Mr. Moses. That's your good news for today. We appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next caller, you're up.
Good Good morning.
Oh, yeah. Good morning. It's our own interim general manager, Miyuki Williams.
Thank you very much. I just want to call and say great news. Thank you for hosting the show, and thank you for doing this great idea. Star took the words out of my mouth. I did want to congratulate and celebrate the fact that the event on Sunday, Love Sounds, was a huge quintessential WPFW event. It was just tremendous. Thank you for producing it, and thanks to all who participated in the afternoon. Star explained it beautifully, so I'll just leave it at that. But please, in the future, don't miss these things. You all will be fed both spirit and soul. It was a tremendous, tremendous evening. The other thing I wanted to celebrate are the listeners. The listeners, and just we're so grateful to each and every one of you who support and keep WPFW going. We are entering our 48th year, and that is only through the generosity of all of you who listen and support the station. Thank you all so much. And I also wanted to say, despite the fact that there are forces, malicious forces, who are still, even since August 13, actively working to make PFW not available to everyone, we are still here. We are still fighting. We are still working hard to stay and continue being a presence in your lives. So thank you very much. Thank you, Katia, for hosting this. And thank you to all in advance who are going to support the station, continue supporting the station, help us get to this $300,000 goal that we need to get to in order for us to make our drive. But thank you so much, Katia, and keeping good news and positive thoughts on the air.
Well, could I just hold you for a minute? Because I if I may share good news, I think it's good news to have Miyuki Williams as our interim general manager. She's been working tirelessly on so many fronts, trying to get our finances in order, trying to find a new home for WPFW, trying to inspire us and keep us lifted up, even in the moments where, you know, we're wondering what's happening, of course. And we've done that. We've always wondered what's happened. Since 77, that's been what's happening. That's been part of WPFW, but has been a phenomenal leader. And that is good news for WPFW. And it's good news for the listeners, because you will get a better quality radio station out of this leadership. So we want to say that is very good news. Thank you, Miyuki. And to that point, please give a call right now. Pledge your support. We have $500 to go. 800-222-9739. We want to make this goal for Ron, Don, and Chip today, and make sure that they understand that the good news is that we can sit in for them and make their goal. So please do your part. Be in solidarity with us. You know, many hands do make light work. You know, Miyuki, we say that
nice
a lot.
Transition. Nice transition. Nice brilliant, which is why you're number one. But still, it's a privilege and an honor to try to shepherd WPFW to where we are more financially stable. We are looking for many other means of trying to augment our income, trying to increase the streams of income so that we don't have to come on the air all the time. But until we do, folks, you are our sole source of income. It is not any partnership with any corporation or university. It is the listeners, the many, many, many listeners of WPFW that keep us going. And we appreciate you, and we will continue counting on you forever. Thank you so much. Katia, thank you again for doing all the great work you're doing. I went over my 1 minute. You can't let people do that, so I'm going to get off.
Well, others did. I'm not enforcing it the way, but thank you for being here. We love you. Love you madly. 800-222-9739.
All right.
Oh, see, we can't be in a room together. You see that? WPFWFM.org. We want to go on to our next caller, Mike. We have a caller there. Very good. Let's go.
Hi, Katia. This is Brigitte. I'm so grateful for WPFW. So that's the top good news. And I have three quick news reports besides. One is that my son, Isaiah Rusan, who's on Spotify and Bandcamp, et cetera, local musician, is putting out a new music project next week. So folks can check it out. And secondly, I'm really delighted to report that 1DC has been supporting the formation of 3 worker cooperatives, and one of them produced candles of Nanny Helen Burroughs, an unsung hero who was honored at the National Cooperative Hall of Fame dinner this year. And you know Linda Leakes and Ella Jo Baker and Jessica Gordon-Nimhardt have been honored there, and I'm so excited to be in their company. So that's some good news, and I really thank you for all that you're doing. Thanks for keeping WPFW alive.
Well, Brigitte, we have to thank you actually also too. This is more good news, folks, the return of our social justice calendar because of the support we got from the Diversity Fund. So thank you, Brigitte, for being instrumental in that. Yes, indeed. We can't wait. So we can, that way we can make sure you can be plugged in to everything's happening in the DMV.
Thank you. We have an amazing staff headed up by Tamira Benitez, and I'm so grateful for all that they do, and our Board of Instigators, of course. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you, Brigitte. Take good care. And I understand there's another caller. Caller, you are with us. Good morning. Excuse me. Good morning.
Hi. I'm calling because I want to also share that having WPFW is good news, but I wanted to say that I wanted to encourage people, and I'm going to go on a little campaign to encourage people not to fund the Zionist movement by participating in buying Christmas presents this year and the year after until, you know, all this imperialist action stop in Haiti, Sudan, and of course Palestine, and the genocide and apartheid stops and the occupation stops. And also I wanted to say that Bethlehem last year canceled Christmas. So if Bethlehem, if they can cancel Christmas in Bethlehem, we can do it here too. So, you know, they're going to try to entice us with, you know, all these sales and everything like that. Don't go for it. And you have to think that if they had sales, the lower prices during Christmas and the holidays and everything, why can't they do it all year long? So this is a okie doke. Don't fall for it. Don't be complicit and the genocide and apartheid around the world.
Thank you, caller, so much. We appreciate you. And again, you can call 202-588-0893 to join the conversation, but we hope that you will also be in solidarity with us by calling 202-588-9739 to make that secure pledge of support. Freedom is not free, but it is the way. This station is one of the ways that we get to liberation. We give you the tools, we give you the news, music, information that you need to change hearts and minds. And if you take that seriously and you understand, as the caller just pointed out, the critical nature of dismantling settler colonialism, of dismantling apartheid, of dismantling imperialism from Haiti to Southeast to Montgomery County, wherever we are in the world, right? Down Cop City, down in Atlanta, wherever, and across the country. Cop cities are springing up everywhere. You can find a map online of where all the cop cities will be. So if you're serious about that work and you understand that WPFW is aligned with that work, then please give us a call right now. That is good news. When you give us a call, when I can thank you on the air, shout out your name, I'm so happy to do so. I am grateful, filled with gratitude and joy for your support. 800-222-9739, WPFWFM.org. Please get us started this morning. $500 to go. 30 minutes to do it. We are going to take one more caller and then we will go to a break and we'll continue to take callers. We're not going to talk. I mean, I already talked a lot, but we're not going to talk a lot today. Caller, good morning. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning. Good to hear you. Definitely, you got a great program. I should say good news that I have is a lot.
Caller, I know it's a lot, but let's keep it compact, please, just so we can get as many callers in as possible.
One of the things I will say is that a long time ago, maybe 40 years ago, we people who lived around Clifton Street, Northwest, we got rid of a drug thing. And we didn't do it. Cop cities, and no, we took control of the police and by getting together. And we can still do stuff like that now. You know, Cop City, if you're in control of the police, and as a neighborhood, you make sure you give accountability to them, and we did as Red Hats. We got rid of a drug market, and other people can do things too. Just, we get together by contributing to WPFW and contributing and supporting anybody who talks about love of each other as a neighborhood or as a group or even as a human with other humans in the world. That's the thing that I say is happening. It may not seem like it's happening, maybe happening very slowly, but it is happening. Take care.
You know, brother, thank you. Are you still there?
I am still here.
I just want to tell you that area means so much to me because my mother taught at Meyer Elementary School right there at Clifton Terrace, Northwest. And so I applaud you on that effort. That is fantastic. Thank you for sharing. That's truly good news. And that's what happens when people come together. They can make a difference. And so thank you, brother.
Yes.
Thank you for your work.
A while ago, you can find a building owned by Black people in this area that has become exclusively white almost. But people got together and they bought a building also. So
beautiful.
We need to do a history of that, actually. You have a good one. Take care.
Thank you. You too. Take care. And let's see, Mike, do we have other callers right now? Okay, all right. So we're going to give you the number again, 202-588-0893. See, already we've gotten through like a half hour of so much good news, from the very personal to the global. And that is what we are talking about. So we're going to take a quick break. Again, to join the conversation, Good News Friday. 202-588-0893, and to make your pledge of support so we can share the good news of people supporting us with Ron, Don, and Chip. The number to call is 800-222-9739, or you can go online to WPFWFM.org, $500 to go. We'll be right back after these messages.
The DC Palestinian Film and Arts Festival is back in person for the first time in 6 years. There has never been a more critical time to honor stories created by Palestinians from historic Palestine and around the world. This year's festival featured the DC premiere of 6 films, including From Ground Zero, a collection of 22 short films made by Palestinian filmmakers in Gaza since October 7th, and it's Palestine's official submission to Academy Awards. The festival will also host a hands-on workshop to create your own political art, conversation with filmmakers and artists, and the DC book launch of Visualizing Palestine's first book. Details at dcpfaf.org. WPFW, building a better world, one broadcast at a time.
Hi, I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! Think about how much you've relied on Democracy Now! And its birthplace, WPFW, this year. Democracy Now! Began in WPFW's Adams Morgan Studios as an election year program that brought analysis and spoke truth to power, just as Democracy Now! Continues to do today, 27 years later, as an independent, unembedded, international investigative news hour. The global team of journalists you hear on Democracy Now! Brings you the events and voices of those attempting to create a just world and reports on the most daunting and heartbreaking issues facing humanity. Freedom is not free, but it's vital to the world we want to inhabit. Your financial gift ensures that WPFW can bring Democracy Now! To you live Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 a.m. each weekday morning. Go to WPFWFM.org, that's WPFWFM.org, to make a secure, tax-deductible contribution now. That's WPFWFM.org. And thank you so much.
Like years since they've been there. Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. And I say, it's all right. Slowly melting, little darling, it seems.
like years since it's been clear. Oh, here goes the sun. Here comes the sun. And I say, it's all right.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. Good morning. This is Community Watch and Comment for Friday morning. My name is Katia Stitt, sitting in for Ron, Don, and Chip today in the esteemed chair that they occupy. And we're so happy to be with you today. The good news is that we can be with you today. The day is full of, as our dear brother Bay would say, pregnant with possibility. Every day, as Mackenzie Turé would say to us, above dirt is a good day. And so we are celebrating life. Even in the rubble, you know, you remember that Reverend Munther Isaac, the caller previously talked about, they canceled Christmas in Bethlehem, but Reverend Munther Isaac gave that beautiful sermon, Jesus in the Rubble, if you all remember from Bethlehem, Palestinian pastor calling upon Christians to come together and do the work of liberating Palestine. Jesus in the Rubble. You can see that sermon on YouTube, and I highly recommend it. It's a beautiful instruction on how to be truly a liberatory theologian and lead a flock. That said, we have more good news. Good morning, caller. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, you talking? Hi.
I'm talking to you. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm Terry Davis. How you doing?
Hi, Mr. Yeah. Davis. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. I was calling about the debate that Jill Stein was on. It was on the Scripps News Network, the presidential debate, and I was hoping that everyone got a chance to see that.
Well, we intend to air it, so if that's what you mean, but I'm not sure if everyone, tell people how they can. You saw it. How can people plug into it?
On the Scripps Network, they had Jill Stein from the Green Party, Oliver from the Libertarian, and another gentleman. I forgot what party he was from, but Jill Stein was the with the three, she was definitely the best one of the three, and all of her responses were positive and uplifting.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you for sharing that good news with us this morning. We're glad to hear it. Good morning, caller. Are you there? Oh, okay. So, excuse me. So, again, if you want to get in on the conversation, share the good news you have, and it can be the very personal. I love when Bridget talked about her son putting his music up on Spotify. That is good news. You know, when we have children who are light beings in the world, you know, we see what we've done and how we've raised them up, how the village has raised them up, and they become these remarkable human beings. That is good news. You know, when we see our elders who are still with us and able to impart wisdom to us, and we have the mindset to listen to them, because there's nothing new that has happened that they don't know about. They've seen it all. And yet they want to impart the wisdom that they have, and they've shared it with us, and we're able to receive it. That is good news. When we work and we practice liberation, that is good news. There's so many ways to get to good news, to get to beauty, to get to joy, even within the struggle, even within the resistance. Having a WPFW since 1977 is the greatest news, the greatest news. We stand on the shoulders of so many amazing people, and you have kept us and sustained us. That is great news. We ask you to do it again right now by going to the phone, 800-222-9739. WPFWFM.org are the ways to connect. Won't you get us started today? We are still in need of a $500 goal. And, you know, I'm going to hang my head in shame when I go back to Ron, Don, and Chip saying that I did not make their goal, because we know that they make their goal every time. And so I know you helped them with that. I know you're appointment listeners to this program. And unfortunately, I am not, and I'm not as versed, nor am I as engaging as Ron, Don, and Chip, but we are trying our best. So help us with that by making that call that makes the difference, 800-222-9739 or WPFWFM.org. And again, to share your good news, please call 202-588-0893. Those are the ways to connect with us. Again, there is so much, even in the midst of what we're seeing, there's still so much good news happening. There's these young people who are really taking the fore on this fight to eradicate imperialism and apartheid and colonialism in Palestine. These young people from all faith denominations coming together, anti-Zionist Jewish young people joining with Palestinian and other Arab young people, joining with African and Haitian young people who are also crying out for liberation, crying out for a new world, a different world where all are respected, all are uplifted. That is good news, that our young people are so cogent, they are so clear, and we are following their lead. They're taking the reins now. The ability that we've raised a generation that can do that is good news. 800-222-9739, a pledge of support, WPFWFM.org to pledge your support. Again, we want to invite you in, make that call that makes a difference, but also, even if you can't make the call that makes the difference, you make a difference when you call in and share your good news. So please do that as well. 202-588-0893, 202-588-0893. Is the way that you can share this morning on our air. We'd love to hear from you. Maybe you have a congratulatory message to someone that you love, someone that has done a lot in your community. Lift them up today. Shout them out today. Maybe it's nothing more than, you know, your partner bringing you a cup of coffee that you didn't have to make. That's good news. When someone thinks about you, my mother used to always tell me, there are two things that people have to do in the world. And because we're African-American, she was talking to me. And so she'd say, be Black and die. Meaning that this was her way of saying, Katia, no one has to do anything else for you. So when someone thinks of you to do anything for you, that is special. That's good news. So join us as we go to this caller. Good morning, caller. Thank you. Come on in.
Good morning. Good morning. My personal good news is that I am alive. And everything seems to be working the way it's supposed to be. I am a sustainer for WPFW, been a supporter since 1977, and I urge other people to do that so you can continue to broadcast the good news that we have. My spiritual counselor, the late Ia Olofumalayo, told me that it's important to celebrate the small things. That's what we really need to give gratitude for the good news that we have in our own personal lives. So I am very grateful that I have grandchildren who are alive and well and doing well. I am grateful that all my daughters and my grandchildren are continuing to pass on the legacy that we have inherited from our ancestors. And I'm glad that my house is still standing and wasn't washed away in the floods. You know. So,
wow. Sir, do you mind me asking where you are?
I am in...
what part of the country, I mean?
Well, I'm right outside of Landover in a little unincorporated area off Brightseat Road. I grew up in D.C., went to Maria Elementary, Elliott Junior High, and McKinley Technical High School, and went from peeling potatoes at McDonald's to being a national representative for the American Federation of Government Employees and working on the African Liberation Support Committee. So if you keep moving and keep studying and learning and trying, you never know where you're going to end up.
Absolutely. That's right. And you know, and every day there's breath in our bodies. We have a new opportunity, right? That's a beautiful thing. And you nailed it, sir. Thank you so much. And thank you for sharing the good news of your grandchildren. So important, these next generations, you know.
Oh, the next generation is so important. We have to teach them the I'm working part-time now, teaching math and science at one of the independent schools, Ujamaa, the oldest one in the country.
Yes, yes, Ujamaa Shule. Uh-huh, yeah, beautiful.
My daughters all went there, and the children are not being prepared to attend school, and what they are teaching my grandchildren in these schools is not what they need to know in order to have a successful life.
So we
have to do something about that.
Yep, that's right. And we can do it. That's a beautiful thing. We can individually take that up and do something.
Yeah,
so thank you.
Politics are local.
Exactly. Always, you know, we think globally and we act locally. Absolutely, sir. And you're doing a beautiful job of that. And we thank you very much for calling in this morning. And we want to encourage other folks to call. May I ask you a question? Why do you support WPFW?
Let me say, first of all, I don't agree with everything that I hear on WPFW necessarily.
Of course. Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a diversity of viewpoints, which I'm glad to hear. I'm grateful to hear that. And I support WPFW because, as someone has said, WPFW speaks truth to power, but it speaks to the people, and it is controlled by the people. Like, I've been supportive of WPFW since 1977. I've had the opportunity to be on air a few times with Von Martin and Tim and some other people. That is something that is unique in this country. We have in this area an opportunity for ordinary working people who have a project that they are working on to improve the situation to come onto the airwaves and reach the whole beyond the district, Maryland and Virginia into Pennsylvania and who knows where else, all around the world. Let the world know what's going on. You don't never know who you're going to give inspiration to because you have organized a cleanup of your block.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Well, thank you for that. And thank you for also highlighting that WPFW has a diversity of voices. You're not, I mean, you know, it's like any other outlet, right? You don't agree with everything that you hear. You don't agree with everything your friends think, and you love them dearly, right? Or your family, even, you know, the person you share or people you share a household with. But the beauty is that we can, first of all, in a respectful way, agree to disagree. That's the first part. In a loving way, in love, agree to disagree. And we can also learn from each other. You know, you never know. You know, you talk to someone, it might give you a way of thinking about an issue that never occurred to you before. And it might change, you know, over time, heart and mind. And that is the beauty if we really engage in our full humanity. This is the beauty of what we can do and the power of what we can do. So thank you so much, sir, for sharing all you've done this day. I know I held you longer, but you were so inspirational to me. So thank you very much.
Oh, you're more than welcome. And I encourage everyone who's got $10 or more a month that they can spare to become a sustainer so WPFW doesn't have to be in dire financial straits.
Thank you so much, sir. We want to say thank you along that line. We want to say thank you to Anne, who just pledged for On the Ground. Wonderful. Thank you, Anne, out of Columbia. She says she loves the shows on WPFW. Well, Anne, we love you. We love member supporters. We love our listeners. And we encourage you to do what Anne has done right now. Make a pledge of support to this program. We have yet to get started this morning. And we know that you love the work and you cherish the work of Ron, Don, and Chip. And they are not here this morning, but please make a call that makes the difference in their honor, in the honor of the work that they do together on Friday mornings. Uh-oh, thank you, Anonymous, out of Arlington, Virginia, heard the clarion call. Thank you so much for getting us started. So we need $475. We have about 12 minutes before the top of the hour. Of course, we go to the news at 55. So we have a few more minutes to talk with you all today. If people want to get in on the conference, and we want to say, oh my gosh, Jim out of Silver Spring, Maryland, thank you so much for pledging your support. And he pledged to the local station board show. Thank you very much, Jim, in Silver Spring. So we are closer to the goal. You know, it's all one pot that we have going here at WPFW. So we appreciate people you know, putting into the different pots that make up the whole. So we need 375 now. I feel encouraged and inspired already. Thank you so much. You've lifted my spirits. This is indeed good news. $375 to go, 11 minutes to do it, folks. We can do it together. 800-222-9739 or WPFWFM.org. If you want to get in on the conversation, you can do as this caller has just done by calling 202-588-0893. We're down on time, so we'll probably be able to squeeze in a few more callers. So caller, good morning. Thank you for joining us. What's your good news?
Hi, how you doing? This is Marvin for Washington. How you doing? Long time
supporter. Hey, Marvin.
A brother that used to work at a vegetarian place up on 14th in Decatur years ago.
Oh, wait a minute. Are you talking about, I went there so many times.
I went there so many times, too. Yeah, I met him in my complex when I lived in Maryland. Mm-hmm. And a brother named Shaka Ali. He's a cook food up there, and you know, he just told me to listen, and you know, I was hooked. Ever since 1981, I've heard people like Jesse McDay, Dorothy Healy, Nkechi Torre. I mean, it's just the programmers, man, excited me. Like today, you know, you have so many new programs, Darker Than Blue, You Must Learn. I mean, there's so many great programmers on this station that makes this station what it is, you know, and the community groups and organizations that you have on the air, you can't get these, you know, they have a voice. We have a voice, and, you know, we have to keep this voice on the air. So I'm always encouraging people to tune in every day to 89.3 WPFW, Jazz and Justice Radios. Support the station, please.
Thank you, Marvin. It was called Sweet Jasmines up on 14th Street.
Yeah,
is that what you're talking about? Sweet Jasmines. They had the best vegan fried fish I've ever had.
and it was another one in the late 80s called Soul Vegetarian across from house.
Oh, yeah. Soul Vegetarian for a long time, both Soul of them. Oh, thank you very much, brother, for bringing back such wonderful memories for us old D.C.
I'm a native Washingtonian, and you know, I used to go up Howard, the Cranston Auditorium, to see people like Dr. Francis Cranston Ross and people that you had on the air here at PFW, man, Stokely Carmichael, and so many others, you know.
That's been the work. That's been the liberatory work of WPFW, and we're grateful for it. And all those people you mentioned, Lauren Cress Love, her sister, being the first program director that we had here, Denise Oliver, one of the founders of WPFW, a Black Panther, and a member of the Young Lords coming to PFW, general manager one time, Greg Millard. You know, our own, we have to shout out our own Grace Cavalieri, poet and the poem. She was there early on. Von Martin, there early on. So many. So thank you. Thank you for remembering them and lifting them up.
I mean, there were so many. The brother used to run Pyramid Bookstore. I forgot his name.
Hodari Ali.
One of the nicest people you ever want to meet.
Absolutely. Oh, thank you. Hodari Abdul Ali. That's right. Okay. That's right. He was wonderful. Well, thank you, brother, for calling. We're going to keep it moving. Now we want to ask you to please join the ranks like Marvin and so many others who support WPFW, this liberatory space for radio and so much more. $375 to go. We can make this goal, folks. 8 minutes to do it. Don't disappoint us, please. And don't make me beg. I don't mind begging, but I'd rather not. So please help us right now. Help us help you, as they say, by calling 800-222-9739, WPFWFM.org. We want to make Ron, Don, and Chip proud this morning, as well as the local station board show proud this morning. So please do your part. 800-222-9739, $375 to go. Mike, I don't know if we have any other callers. No one waiting. Okay. Well, we're down on time, so we're not going to give out the number again. We want to thank everyone who took a moment to call and say something kind, who took a moment to lift up someone else, who took a moment to just revel in the joy of being alive and the privilege that that is, and the potential and the possibility that that embodies. Not everyone has that. You know, people are suffering. And even in their suffering, you know, I'm inspired when I see pictures coming out of Gaza and they are still praying, you know, five times a day in the rubble. That inspires me. If they can do that, I can do what I can do to make the world a better place. Same thing in the Congo, these women, so much joy So much joy. So I'm going to move out the way for the news coming your way in just a moment. Our headline news with Chris Banger Drowns and Sue Goodwin doing always a great job. Thank you for calling in today. Oh, we thank Welton out of D.C. Great job for filling in this Friday. Thank you, Welton. And we want to thank, now you get, Detra Dorsey. I hope I said that correctly. Out of Hyattsville. Thank you so much. Oh, my gosh. I think we're over gold. We love you madly. Thank you for being here. News is next, followed by Don't Forget the Blues with Shea Butter sitting in for Ida Campbell. Take care.
For Pacifica Radio, I'm Christina Onnested. The United Nations Human Rights Chief is calling on world leaders to act as Israeli forces have a siege of northern Gaza, nearly entering week four. Volker Turk warned atrocity crimes are unfolding there.
One of the darkest moments of the Gaza conflict is unfolding in the north of the Strip. As we speak, the Israeli military is subjecting an entire population to bombing, siege, and starvation, as well as being forced to choose between mass displacement and being trapped in an active conflict zone. The bombing in North Gaza is nonstop. Next to no aid has reached the area in weeks, with unlawful restrictions remaining, and many are now facing starvation. We are facing what could amount to atrocity crimes, including potentially extending to crimes against humanity.
He said families are being separated, detained. Those who can flee report getting shot at. And he decried the limited access to the north. In northern Gaza, Israeli forces have stormed the Kamal Adwan Hospital, dragged patients out of bed, and caused extensive damage to its intensive care unit, according to reports by Al Jazeera. Israeli forces have killed at least 820 Palestinians in the north as its siege continues. Turk had this message for world leaders.
I remind you of your responsibility to ensure respect for international humanitarian law as set out in the Geneva Conventions. I implore you to put the protection of civilians and human rights first and not to abandon that minimum of humanity.
He also criticized Palestinian militants for using, as Israel calls it, civilians as human shields. Elsewhere in Gaza, an Israeli attack overnight on the city of Khan Yunis left 38 Palestinians dead, including nearly a dozen children. Jordan's foreign minister Ayman Safadi today accused Israel of engaging in ethnic cleansing in Gaza. He made the statements during a visit with U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in London. The Biden administration has said Israel needs to do more to protect civilians in Gaza. In Lebanon, an Israeli airstrike hit guest houses where journalists were staying in the southeast, killing three media workers from two different news agencies. Lebanon's information minister is calling the strike a war crime. Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump campaign in Texas today. Harris with a focus on abortion in Houston, in a state that's nearly banned all abortions since the Supreme Court overturned abortion rights. Trump will campaign on immigration. Last night in the border state of Arizona, he railed against undocumented immigrants, calling the U.S. a garbage can. Harris and the Biden administration have noted the number of undocumented immigrants entering the U.S. is down. She campaigned in Georgia with former President Barack Obama, who drew a stark contrast between the two candidates.
We do not need 4 years of a wannabe king, a wannabe dictator running around trying to punish his enemies. That's not what you need in your life. America's ready to turn the page. We are ready for a better story. Georgia, we're ready for a President Kamala Harris.
The world is on a path to pass a threshold climate scientists say is needed to avert catastrophic climate change, according to a new report by the United Nations. The emissions gap report, No More Hot Air Please, warns even under the best case scenarios, with the biggest cuts in fossil fuel burning and shifting to renewables, the planet is still won't be near enough to curb warming's worst impacts, from hotter heat waves, wildfires, storms, and droughts. Here's United Nations Secretary Antonio Guterres, who gave a dire warning Thursday.
Record emissions mean record sea temperatures, supercharging monster hurricanes. Record heat is turning forests into tinder boxes and cities into saunas. We're playing with fire, but there can be no more playing for time. We're out of time.
The report comes as NOAA, the U.S. Ocean and Climate Agency, reported. That last month was the second hottest September on record, behind 2023, breaking 15 months of consecutive.